Take just a moment to let your body come to rest. Noticing any final itches on your nose or wrinkles in your shirt that you want to smooth out. And then once you've had enough, just come into stillness and rest. I wanted to start tonight with a thought. Do not try to save the world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worth of rescue. So in the spirit of those words, this practice tonight isn't about striving, trying, struggling. It's not about reaching. It's really about just resting where you are, letting go, surrendering to this moment. And by doing that, finding a little bit of stillness, creating a little clearing, a little bit of openness inside you. And you'll see that when you create that space, then the intuition arises, the knowledge, everything that you need to open your eyes and go forward outside of this room to take action. But this is the practice. It's a practice of letting go, of unworking, of peeling back the layers that we hear so many yoga teachers talk about. Finding the root. However comfortable or uncomfortable the practice might be for you, enjoy your ability to just be in it, to have the ability to sit and do one thing, to focus on the breath, the body, the silence in the room. We'll start our practice tonight like we always do, just by acknowledging the other people in this room. Even though their eyes are closed, they're there. We've all come together for similar reasons, if not the same reason. So while meditation can feel like such a solitary practice, so confusing and frustrating, we don't know if what we're doing is working. Other people are experiencing the same obstacles as us. Am I the only one that this is really hard for? Remember, in the same way that we're all breathing the same air in this room, we are all experiencing the same frustrations, sometimes the same boredom, the same sleepiness, the same emotions. So in the spirit of remembering that you're not in this by yourself, let's take three deep breaths together as a group. First, inhaling deeply through the nose, drinking in the air in the room, filling up, and through the mouth, let it go. Feel a release. Inhale deeply through the nose, really deep breath here. Drink it in and let it go. Last one and the deepest. Breathe in deeply through the nose, shoulders rise, belly expands, and breathe out. And simply allow the breath to resume its normal, natural rhythm. Whatever that means for you tonight, there is no right or wrong. This is a practice of noticing what is exactly the way it is. Maybe notice if you feel any different now after those simple three breaths than you did before them. And maybe most importantly, in this first moment, notice your mind's tendency to wander. This is not something to be resisted, what I'd ask you to do is simply to notice it every time you catch yourself in thought, and to notice your attitude as you bring your awareness back to this moment, your breathing, your physical body, the sounds in this room, the temperature of the air on your skin. Bring your awareness back to all of those things each time. And notice if you find frustration boiling up in you. The simple act of noticing what you're feeling, not judging it, not questioning it, not forcing it away, that simple act is enough to help it fade, to help you through it instead of around it, over it, under it. The fact is, you can breathe through anything. It might not be comfortable or pleasant, but by following your breath, always keeping it there in the background of your awareness, you will notice where you are, and you'll get through anything. So using this powerful awareness, simply rest it on the breath, and let's see what we can notice tonight. Tap into the quality of your breathing, the richness, the depth. Or maybe noticing how shallow it is, how quiet, barely noticeable at all. Notice if you naturally breathe through your nose or your mouth or both. Feel free to get inquisitive. Maybe play with the breath a little. Notice how when you lengthen the exhale, your heartbeat slows. If you're ever feeling stressed outside of this room, this can be a powerful practice to slow the heart, to calm the nervous system. Simply lengthen the exhales. Tells the body that there's no danger, to relax, calms your adrenaline. Become aware of what the act of breathing feels like. Is it the chest expanding and contracting? Or does it feel more like the belly rising and lowering? Maybe it's the shoulders. Maybe you feel the expansion in your back. Maybe you feel it in your toes. There's no right or wrong. If you had to describe to someone that had never experienced it what this act of breathing felt like, what would you tell them? As you focus on the breath, remember the words from the beginning of class. This isn't about creating a lot of work, building mountains of our meditation. This is about tearing down walls, creating a clearing. Let everything you do in these minutes be towards that intention. Let every breath you take, every breath you notice, clear a little more space inside you for whatever wants to come up, to come up, be it a thought, a sensation, an emotion. Allow your breath to be as deep as you need it to be, to feel that clearing sensation, to feel an expansiveness. In yoga, they say that deep breathing, throaty breathing, creates tapas in the body, or heat. And for me, when I hear that, I visualize fire. And I visualize ash. So sometimes when I breathe in my practice, I visualize this fire burning any place in me that's closed, just leaving white ash, leaving openness, space. Fire is cleansing. If your mind has wandered, no worries. It's happened to everyone in this room so far. Simply bring it back to the breath with kindness, with curiosity. Maybe take a deep cleansing breath. It's just as a way of starting over, of recreating the first moment. And simply begin again. The beauty of meditation is that there is no past when we're living in this moment, so there's no mistakes. There's no future, so there's no expectations. There's only this moment and the way that we've chosen to live in it. There's no right or wrong. With the awareness still on the breath, gently follow the path that each breath takes as you draw it in. From the nose, past the throat, the chest, that heart center, solar plexus deep into the belly, and follow that path back out using your awareness. How focused can you be on this path of simply watching the breath as it travels in and out? Can you follow this path down to the inch, down to the centimeter? Can you fall so in love with this path that it feels like time slows, the breath slows? Can you visualize breathing fresh oxygen into every cell in your nose, your throat, your chest? Your belly. And slowly, breathing out whatever static, stale air you find. Meditation does a lot for us, but it's with practice like this that it enriches our lives. Every moment becomes vibrant, rich, almost overwhelming when we notice everything about it. If you were able to notice every scent, every sound, every feeling connected with the next breath you take, you would be so satiated in this moment that your mind wouldn't have space to wander. It would be here so fully that there'd be nowhere else to go. The breath, though, is just one anchor. And it's important to find an anchor or a tool that works for you. Because whatever we fall in love with, we'll want to come back to. Find an object of meditation that you love, and you'll come back to it every time your mind wanders, with kindness, with curiosity, with enthusiasm. So feel free to stay here, just focusing on the breath, slowing down time with your awareness, drinking in the richness of every inhale and exhale. Or move on to the body. And by that I mean this physical body, cells, tissues, muscles, as it sits or lays in this room. The body becomes an object of meditation when we stop judging, when we stop looking at it as me or you, when it becomes the vibrant vehicle that carries us through this experience in all its beauty, perfect in all its imperfection. And it's important when we focus on this body that we allow all sensations to come up. Those that are pleasant and unpleasant. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. But simply start by sending your awareness to the topmost part of your body, the crown of the head, the hairline. With every exhale, release a little bit of tension, a little bit of cloudiness or haze that you find there in that place. Again, remember, we're clearing. We're creating space. So if it helps for you to visualize, picture every breath burning away whatever stale air you have in these places. Breathe into the forehead, the space between the eyes, noticing if the eyebrows furrowed. And with the exhale, letting it soften, letting the forehead relax as though a warm compress were laid on it. Breathe into the eyes themselves. With the exhales, letting them be soft in their sockets, relaxed. Eyelids gently closed, not forced. All the while noticing any movement in your eyes, any twitching, all normal. This is the prana, the life force in your body. Anytime you feel movement, circulation, maybe you feel it crackling and fizzing in your eyes. It's there to rejuvenate you. Prana wants you to feel alive. But like anything, this crackling, this movement will fade. It comes and goes. Nothing stays. Simply be with it, with your awareness while it's here. Be with it as it passes. Breathe deeply and send the next breath into your mouth, the insides of your mouth, the cheekbones. With your exhales, letting the tongue fall from the roof of the mouth, letting the jaw soften. Let the lips part if you want. As you breathe into the face, let every expression that you've held so tightly on your face today just drip from the tip of your chin, leaving only stillness behind, a peaceful expression as though you're asleep, quiet. Send the next inhale into the shoulders. And as you exhale, breathe out whatever stress, whatever weight you find resting on your shoulders. If you're laying, feel the ground literally draw that stress out of your shoulders as they grow heavy, weighted. Once more, breathe deeply into the shoulders, really focusing like a dart on any place where you're feeling tightness, where you're feeling closed or tense. And let that roll out with an exhale. Let the fire of your breath burn that tension as you breathe it out. Inhale deeply and send the next breath down the front line of the body. Again, tracing that path, coming back to it from the nose, past the throat, the chest, and deep into the belly, letting the belly expand as you fill it. And as you exhale, letting the belly soften. Even if you're laying, notice our desire to still keep the belly tense, to protect everything that we have inside. As you breathe into your core tonight, think vulnerability, think openness, think leading with your heart, leading with the chest, leading with a soft belly. If you find that you have stomach problems regularly, any kind of tension there, anything recurring, even dietary issues, you might just notice throughout the day how quickly you are to engage your core when you're stressed. Keeping it tense for hours, days at a time can result in all kinds of gastrointestinal problems, emotional problems. It's a great practice to breathe into the belly and practice letting it be soft and open, practicing that Buddha belly. Moving on, breathe deeply and send the breath from your shoulders, past your biceps, your forearms, and into your palms. Really focus your awareness on your palms and let it circulate there as you breathe out whatever stale energy you found in your arms. Just let the awareness rest there in your palms, noticing the shape that they've taken for your practice, noticing if they're pointing upwards or downwards. And the longer you let your awareness rest there, notice the prana. Notice that crackling, that life force in your palms as you focus on them. So often throughout our day, if we don't notice this sensation, we'll move, we'll fidget, we'll touch our hair, we'll check our phone. But if we stop to notice this energy in our palms before we move, before we react thoughtless, we'll notice that it's always there. This is simply that life force rejuvenating you, reminding you that you're alive, that you have this power in your palms, even when they're at rest. More often than not, simply noticing it with our awareness can be enough. We don't need to check our phone. We don't need to touch our hair. Moving on, breathe deeply. Now sending the breath the entire way down your torso, penetrating your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves and your feet. Nourishing all the cells in your legs before you exhale. Releasing whatever tension you found in your legs. At the same time, using your awareness to notice any real discomfort in the legs. Maybe from an injury, maybe from a persistent problem, maybe just from the way you're seated. Remember, there's no rules in this practice. When you notice discomfort, feel free to move. We're not practicing statues. We're practicing life, which is movement, mindful movement. All I ask is that you notice first. You check in. You see if there's an imbalance. Maybe one leg is higher than the other. Maybe my weight is more on one side than the other. Maybe I can solve this persistent problem without even moving. Using just my awareness to balance, to create openness where I need it. Stability where I need it. As you continue to breathe, expand the lens of your awareness. And by that I mean no longer focusing just on the areas of the body, but like a camera zooming out, breathing into the entire body, head to toe, top to bottom. Feeling it course through you, letting the breath be as deep as you want, whatever feels good. Let yourself start to feel grounded and supported as you breathe deeply. Really owning this body, breathing into every cell, breathing into the volume that you take up in this room, every pound. As you breathe, feel gravity pulling you down. And feel the gentle pressure of the earth pressing you up. Feel yourself cradled between the two. This living, breathing body. This beautiful mechanism for movement, for dance, for love. How could this body be anything less than perfect when you feel the way it feels to breathe right now? Feel free to stay here, just breathing and focusing on the physical body. all the sensations that it serves up, the prana, the balance, the imbalance. Or if you choose to move on, to come to a place a little quieter, a little more still, I invite you to dive below the surface. Send your awareness inward. Now that could mean the third eye center, your heart center, some deep dark place inside your consciousness. I like to think of it as sitting in the middle of a hurricane. The body's still there, the thoughts are there, the breath is there, but it's all swirling around me. I'm not reaching out and grabbing onto any one of those things. I'm witnessing them. I'm watching them. I'm not judging. Like watching the waves on the shore. Find that place of stillness within you, that seat of the silent witness, that consciousness that notices the thought every time your brain gives you one, the consciousness that watches the dream that you have at night, the one that remembers the dream in the morning. In that place of stillness, I invite you to notice whatever clearing you've created for yourself tonight, whatever space you've opened, whatever expansiveness you've created in your heart tonight, just by noticing your breath, noticing your body. I invite you to find that clearing and to rest there. The old truth made you run 1,000 miles inside an arid desert, desperate for an oasis. Sit and close your eyes. Inhale the breeze of kindness. Exhale the toxic judgments, dehydrating you. Feel the pain of old patterns trapped in tense muscles. It's okay to cry, to taste the salt of possibility. Just be. Just breathe. Let waves break against the silence, returning you to a new and deeper truth. Ending with the sound of the bell, these next few minutes are yours.
Before you open your eyes, just notice where your mind is. Simply pause. Take a deep breath to reconnect with this moment. Bring the awareness back to the body. Gently bring some mindful movement into the fingers and toes. Roll the wrists. Gently turn the head from side to side. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes. Feel free to stretch.